Welcome to Let's Talk in English. It's a great day here in the LTE TV studio. My name is Katie, and we're going to have a lot of fun in today's lesson. Our new topic is technology, and this lesson is called I Love Selfies. I love selfies. So, Peter, where do you like to take selfies?
I like to take selfies when I travel places with friends. It's fun to take pictures of yourself with all your friends. Hi, everyone. I'm Peter, one of your teachers here on the show.
Right now, it's time to start the lesson. Let's read today's Read It. You can follow along with Peter.
Alex loves to take selfies with his phone. He can take sad, silly or serious pictures. Alex even has a selfie stick. He can take pictures from far away using a timer or remote. The station website is hosting a contest to find the funniest selfie. Susie and Alex can take a selfie. Then they can share it with their fans.
Selfies are a lot of fun. I think we all take selfies with friends when we're having a fun time.
That's right. Hey, let's take a selfie right now while we are teaching.
That's fun. I have my phone right here.
Okay. Great.
Ready?
Okay.
1, 2, 3.
Great. This is going to be a fun day. We get to take selfiesand teach at the same time.
I agree. I am totally going to put this picture online. Make sure you like it, Peter.
Great. All right. Let's go over our keywords today with Christina.
Hi. 今天的主题是自拍。Selfie 就是自拍，它是可数名词。Alex is taking a selfie. Alex 正在自拍。自拍的时候可以自己做很多表情，当然也可以做出傻里傻气搞笑的样子。这个形容词可以用 silly. You can also take silly pictures. 现在也很流行用自拍棒来拍照，可是自拍棒那么长，相机放得那么远，拍照的时候恐怕按不到快门吧。Far 就是远的。The camera is so far away.电视台在网站上举办了自拍大赛，网站就是 website. Please check the station's website. 名词比赛、竞赛就是 contest. 所以自拍大赛就是 a selfie contest. Susie 和 Alex 也要上传跟粉丝们分享他们的自拍照片。粉丝、迷或者是狂热的支持者就是 fan. They can share selfies with their fans.
Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Jim. I'm taking a selfie with my phone. See?
That's a funny picture.
Selfies can be fun. I can take a picture of myself or together with my friends.
Right. You can take different kinds of pictures, too.
Yeah.I can take sad, silly, or even serious pictures. And I can take selfies with my phone or camera.
Our friend Alex is taking a selfie. Jim wants to learn more about selfies. He doesn't know what they are. So that's why he's asking Alex what he is doing.
So what is a selfie? It's a picture.But it's a special picture. You take it by yourself with your phone. We call that taking a selfie.
That's right. And you can take a selfie anywhere. We took a selfie earlier on the show. But you can take them on the bus or on vacation or at home. It's a fun way to share your life with people.
Yes, and selfies can be fun and funny.Let's go to Christina to learn some more.
电视台要举办的是滑稽自拍大赛，所以参赛者要上传最滑稽的自拍照。形容词 funny 就是滑稽好笑的。That is a funny picture. Alex 觉得自拍真的很有趣，很有意思。Selfies can be fun. 这个句子里的 fun 也是形容词，它是有趣、有意思的，或者也可以用来形容愉快的。所以 fun 和 funny 这两个字都可以当形容词，可是意思不太一样，常常会有人用错。比如说你去参加同学会，大家聊得很愉快、很尽兴，你可以说 It was fun last night， 可是千万不要说成 It was funny last night。如果你说 funny 的话，表示你觉得昨天晚上的聚会很滑稽，所以 fun 是形容有趣、愉快的，而 funny 则是滑稽、好笑的。
Thanks, Christina. You can have a fun time with friends. And when you are with funny people, then you will really have a fun time. Friends, can you think of a way to use the words fun and funny?Tell a friend in English.
And before, we said that taking selfies can be fun. Like the one that we took on the show. See, Peter?
Yeah, that is funny.
You're right. It's a funny picture. And that is today's calendar phrase.
That's a funny picture.
That's a funny picture.
那张照片很好笑。
That's a funny picture.
Yeah, it looks like a monkey.
That's a funny picture.
Yeah, it looks like a funny monkey.
That's a funny picture.
Yeah, it looks like a funny monkey with a funny face.
It's not a monkey, it's you.
Oh yeah, cute.
That's a funny picture.
That's a funny picture.
那张照片很好笑。
Well, that was fun, and I think we know what the words fun and funny are now. We are talking about some silly things today, Katie.
You're right. Silly things are not serious. And when you're being silly, you can say that you're also being funny.
Being silly and funny is fun.But there are places we should not be silly, like work. Most of the time, you should be serious at work.
That's true. But today we can be silly, so let's learn some more fun things in Conversation B.
I love your new Facebook picture, Alex.
Thanks, Abby. I used my new selfie stick.
I've never used a selfie stick. Is it easy to use?
Yeah, just put the camera or phone here.
But then the camera is so far away. How do you take the picture?
Many cameras have timers.
Oh, okay.
Or you can use a remote, then just smileAnd press the button.
Whoa, this is so cool. Alex has a selfie stick. He really knows how to take a good selfie picture. And Abby really likes the selfie he took that he put on his Facebook.
Yeah, a selfie stick helps you take pictures from far away.
I don't understand.Why do you need a selfie stick?
Well, when you take a selfie, you use your arms. And your arms are not long enough to take a picture from far away. So you can really only take a picture of yourself when you take a selfie.
Well, that's because some people have short arms, so their selfies are really close. I have long arms, so I don't think I need a selfie stick.
I think I want to.Hit you with the selfie stick right now. From now on, you can always take the selfies.
Okay, sorry, Katie. Do you have any cool selfies to show me?
Oh, I do have a really cool selfie to show you. Last night, my little cat jumped on my shoulder when I was reading, and I took a selfie of it really fast.
Oh, that is so cute. That is a great selfie. I've never seen that before. Thanks for sharing that cool selfie. But right now, it's time to go to Rebecca and share more about this grammar point.
If you want to tell someone that you've never done something, you can use this grammar point. I've never, verb and noun. For example, I've never won a contest, or I've never taken a selfie. Friends, don't forget to use it.
Thanks, Rebecca. That's a very helpful sentence for you all to know. And friends, make sure that you remember to practice using all the English that we learned on the show. It will help you. But right now, it's time for us to take a short break. We'll be back again very soon.
Let's talk in English. 10 minutes every day. That's the way.
Thanks for joining us today. We are talking about selfies. Those are fun to do with your friends. You can take a selfie almost anywhere.
Selfies are fun, and you can be silly with your friends when you take the picture together. Did you take a selfie at the break? Let's go to our friends and see what they are doing now.
Ha ha! What a funny picture!
What are you looking at, Susie?
Hi, Alex. I'm looking at the pictures from fans on our website. They're for our funniest selfie contest.
I like that picture, but it's too dark. A good selfie picture should have enough light.
You're right. Let's take a selfie together.
Yeah, then we can show it to our fans.
That's a great idea.
Our friends really like these selfies. They are having a funniest selfie contest at the station. Peter, what is a contest?
A contest is when people all do the same thing. The person who does it the best wins the contest.
And usually if you win a contest, you get a special prize. I wonder what the prize for this contest will be.
That's a good question. A prize is something special. In big contests, sometimes you can even win a trip to somewhere.
Oh, that would be an amazing prize. But we don't know if there is a prize in the selfie contest. We just want to know who can make a really funny selfie.
That's right. And the person who wins the contest has the funniest selfie. I want to win this silly contest. But first, let's go to Christina for more.
英文中的形容词可以经过变化之后表达出最高级，比如 small 是小的， smallest 就是最小的，所以形容词在字尾加上 est 就是最高级。再举一个例子， loud 大声的，而 loudest 就是最大声的。今天讲到滑稽自拍大赛，滑稽的形容词 funny， 它的最高级变化却有一点不一样，因为形容词碰到字尾有子音字母加 y 的时候，变最高级就要先去 y 再加 iest。 比如 funny， 它的结尾是子音字母 n 和 y， 所以去 y 加 iest 变成了 funniest。 我们来多看几个例子， easyEasiest, dry, driest, happy, happiest.
This contest is going to have a lot of good selfies, but the best selfie is going to win. The people that are going to enter the contest are all the fans. What are fans, Peter?
Well, when we talk about sports, the people that cheer for the team are the fans. And the fans in this selfie contest are the people that are going to put their pictures on the website.
That's a great idea. And a website is a place on the internet. We all visit a lot of websites every day for fun and when we want to learn things.
That's right. Well, I am a fan of taking selfies. Right now, it's time to look at our keywords, so review them with us now.
Here's the first keyword from today. Selfie. Selfie. Joe took a selfie with his friends.
Silly. Silly. Be serious. Don't be silly.
Far. Far. We live really far from the school.
Website. Website. Studio Classroom is my favorite website.
Contest. Contest. I won the picture contest.
Fan. Fan. I'm a big fan of Dr. Doris Brome.
Friends, that was our keyword review. Right now, we will continue our review and look at today's conversations again.
Hi, Alex. What are you doing?
Oh, hi, Jim. I'm taking a selfie with my phone. See?
That's a funny picture.
Selfies can be fun. I can take a picture of myself or together with my friends.
Right. You can take different kinds of pictures, too.
Yeah. I can take sad, silly, or even serious pictures. And I can take selfies with my phone or camera.
I love your new Facebook picture, Alex.
Thanks, Abby. I used my new selfie stick.
I've never used a selfie stick. Is it easy to use?
Yeah, just put the camera or phone here.
But then the camera is so far away. How do you take the picture?
Many cameras have timers.
Oh, okay.
Or you can use a remote, then just smile and press the button.
Ha ha! What a funny picture!
What are you looking at, Susie?
Hi, Alex. I'm looking at the pictures from fans on our website. They're for our funniest selfie contest.
I like that picture, but it's too dark. A good selfie picture should have enough light.
You're right. Let's take a selfie together.
Yeah, then we can show it to our fans.
That's a great idea.
Hey! What's that, Monkey Man?
It's a selfie stick.
Cool! What's a selfie stick?
Well, it helps you to take selfies.
Cool! What's a selfie?
A selfie is when you take a picture of yourself.
Cool! Let's take a selfie.
Okay, let's take a photo. Say cheese and smile.
What?
Say cheese and smile.
Wait! Why should I say cheese?
Because when you say cheese, it makes you smile.
I don't smile when I say cheese.
You don't?
No, I smile when I say bananas.
Okay, then say bananas and smile.
Okay.
Ready?
Bananas!
Today we are going to answer it. Here's question one. What do many cameras have? What do many cameras have?
You can find the answer to that question in conversation B. Many cameras have timers. Question number two. Do you like to take selfies? Why or why not? Do you like to take selfies? Why or why not? Let's go to some of our friends.
Oh, hi. I was just taking a selfie. All right, so do I like taking selfies? Why or why not? Well, yeah. It's pretty obvious I do like taking selfies. Selfies are a lot of fun. It's a lot of fun to take a picture of yourself, and sometimes you can have friends in the picture with you, and then you can post the pictures onto social media like Facebook and other things like that and share it with your friends. Selfies are a lot of fun.
Do I like to take selfies? Yes, I do. It's fun to take pictures of myself when I travel to different places. Then I can share those pictures with my friends. But I'm not very good at taking selfies. Sometimes the picture is too dark or too bright. The light is wrong. I really need to practice taking selfies. Maybe this one will be better.
Does the monkey man like taking selfies? Sure, I'll take a selfie once in a while, like when I'm out in the jungle on some crazy adventure. But only because I want to send that selfie to my friends and family members. You know, to show them where I am and what I'm up to. You know, the best selfies, I think, are the selfies you take with other people. Try to fit as many friends into the picture as possible. But then, can that still be called a selfie?
Do I like to take selfies? Well, that's a good question. Since I do not have my own smartphone, I don't take selfies very often. But I do enjoy being in other people's selfies. I like to join in their pictures and make funny faces. So yes, in that sense, I do like to take selfies.
Everyone, come back tomorrow for a new lesson here on
Let's Talk in English.
Goodbye.